Cristina.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Tennis, the number one tennis podcast with your host, Keith Fraser. Yes, that's me. And my sidekick and former British number one, Mr. John Lloyd.
So welcome to another edition of Rock and Roll Tennis. Now, first of all, I have to apologise to you guys, the loyal fans out there, the loyal listeners. I am sorry that we've been so inconsistent. But I promise you, consistency is just around the corner, because we do have some fantastic guests already recorded, already in the bank, ready to wheel out to you guys. And I promise you, they are great. Now, look, obviously, I'm coming to you on my own today because the Bronze Adonis, the Rousing Raconteur, the jewel in the BBC's crown is at the BBC as we speak, because he's going to be working in the commentary box for Wimbledon, which starts today. Now, John has been in town for the last few weeks, of course, doing his commentating and punditry, but he's also been promoting his autobiography. And I've got to tell you, this autobiography is really, really good. Very entertaining, fantastic stories. It's called Dear John, and we're going to do an episode solely on the book, because I can tell you, it is a great read. And I'm not just saying that out of loyalty to him. I'm an honest guy. I say it as I see it. It really is a great read. Dear John, if you want to check it out before we release the podcast in which we talk all about his book. Now, of course, today is the start of Wimbledon, or as John put in his book, as the Americans call it, Wimpleton. I know they can't even pronounce it for the biggest and best tournament in the world. But actually, is it the biggest and best tournament in the world? This year, no Russians, no Belarusians, or Belarusians as they may call it. Is that right? Well, this issue has been debated over and over and over. My opinion, no, it's not right. They've been playing all year in tournaments with no flag next to the name, or basically a flag which has been with pure white on it. But truth is, why does it matter in an individual event where they come from? It's not Davis Cup. It's not ATP Cup or whatever. This is an individual event, and I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be playing. It is completely unfair. And then, of course, the ATP and WTA strip Wimbledon of its ranking points. I mean, you know, talk about ridiculous. What if you're a player who's come through the qualifying rounds to play Wimbledon? You're a lowly ranked player with promise. You want to get those ranking points on the boards. You want to qualify for the bigger tournaments. Make more money. Make it a more profitable job. Because let's face it, a lot of the players out there struggle to make ends meet. What about them? All those players who came through qualies last week and now they're going to be playing Wimbledon with no ranking points. Back to square one. Okay, they may earn a few more quid, but it's not fair. And I actually say this. I actually genuinely think that the lower ranked players will be less motivated. And of course, in sport, at the highest level, it's all about margins. I think that those players will be slightly less motivated to win matches at Wimbledon this year because there are no ranking points on the line. Why would they? Why would they bust their arse, excuse my French? Why would they do that when they know that at the end of the day they could get themselves injured and not play the following week in a ranking tournament? So I think it's going to be a very interesting dynamic at Wimbledon this year. I think that there will be players out there who will not give it their life and death like they would do for a normal slam. I may be wrong. You may disagree with me. And again, listen, I'm just a fan. It's John Flossie Lloyd who is the man, not me. But he's not here today. He's at the BBC. So you've got me, I'm afraid. And I didn't want to disappoint you by not giving you the full SP about what's going on with this show. So we talked about ranking points. No ranking points, Wimbledon. Is Wimbledon just an exhibition? I would argue possibly so. Yes, it's the greatest tennis exhibition in the world. And I would say this, even with ranking points, I have said it for many years to people in the game. If you're a player, why would you care? All right, apart from winning the most coveted title of all, why would you care about the grass court season? Because let's face it, there isn't one. I know they've enlarged it a little bit. You've got a tournament in Stuttgart, in Mallorca, and the men's now play in Eastbourne, of course. But really, grass court season, there isn't one. It's a little grass court interlude, if you like. There's no ATP 1000s on grass. So why should players really give a damn about the grass, about becoming great on the grass? Because let's face it, you can win Wimbledon, and if you're only good on that surface, you're not going to get anywhere close to the number one spot in the world. Having said that, if you win Wimbledon, it's pretty damn good. So I'm kind of in no man's land, in my opinion. I actually think that even this year for sure, it's going to be a kind of exhibition event. I know people are going to say, what are you talking about? Well, I've just given you my reasoning, because even with ranking points, I think Wimbledon, to a certain degree, is an exhibition event. Played on a surface that no other slams play on anymore. And let's face it, the US Open and the Australian used to play on grass. I know we've got the British traditions. And here's the thing, I actually think that stripping Wimbledon of its ranking points is a certain kick in the gut for Wimbledon. I think people are jealous that the Brits still have arguably the most coveted tournament of them all. But that's just my opinion. Listen, going forward, we have got some fantastic guests already in the bag. Cliff Richard, or should I say Sir Cliff Richard, will be on. Adrian Smith from Iron Maiden. Roy Hay from Culture Club. Tracy Austin. Richard Krajicek. Mansour Bahrami. The list goes on. So, if you haven't subscribed yet, you better do so, because we've got some great, exciting stuff coming up. Listen, you probably don't want my tips on Wimbledon, but I'm going to give you them anyway before I leave. Now, the men's, I think it's between three players, Rafa, Novak and Matteo Berrettini. But look, there could be some others in the mix. In Novak's half of the draw, I think you've got a certain Carlos Alcaraz, an unknown quantity on grass. I thought he might win the French Open. An unknown quantity is a dangerous quantity, because we know how good he's been on hard courts, and we know how good he's been on clay. In fact, we know how good he is. So I would say he's an unknown quantity, and he'll either get knocked out early or go all the way. But of course, you can't write off Novak in that half of the draw. He's going to be smarting. 20 slams compared to Rafa's 22. He's back at home. He's going to want to win this title more than ever. Matteo Berrettini back from injury, winning two tournaments on the spin, straight back. He likes the grass. He's going to be a danger. And I believe he's in Rafa's half of the draw. I don't think Rafa will be too keen on coming up against him at any time soon on this surface. People are saying Andy Murray's got a chance. Well, maybe he has, but I put the cat amongst the pigeons. I can't see it. Is he going to be able to stay fit for 2 weeks? We hope, but I doubt. Tsitsipas just won Mallorca. He's saying how he actually likes the surface now. He wants more tournaments on the surface. Maybe he kind of predicted that I would say this morning. Anyway, the men's between three people. But watch out for Carlos Alcaraz. Watch out for maybe Riley Opelka. Could be dangerous. Taylor Fritz, Stefanos Tsitsipas. And of course, Carlos Alcaraz. In the women's, wow. It's more open than it ever has been. What is going to happen in the women's? You've got Serena coming back. Does she have much of a chance? I would say absolutely no chance whatsoever. Sorry, guys. I know that there are certain Serena fans out there. We know how good she is. I think that you have to make Iga Świątek the clear favourite. Yes, we know how good she's on clay, but we know how good she is. And let's face it, this is not the grass court of the 90s, where it was all about speed, serve and volley. Iga Swiatek is clear favourite for me, but there are others in the mix. I think it could be a very exciting women's tournament because we don't know who's going to win it. But if anyone is clear favourite, even on this surface, it's got to be Iga Swiatek. Can Kvitova do anything? She just won in Eastbourne. She's a danger on the surface. We know about her record. I would say that she is a dark horse and she's only the 25th seed. Coco Gauff, maybe she could have a run. Got to the final of the French Open. She could do well. It's a very interesting tournament. And what's going to happen to Emma Raducanu? Her first Wimbledon since, some people say, a panic attack hit her last year. How well is she going to do? Is she a threat? I would say no. It's going to take her a while. But there's a certain Ons Jabeur that everyone is talking about. We all thought that maybe that she would have the French Open title. But I know, and speaking to her management only yesterday, she's the number three seed and they got very high hopes for her. And let's face it, she plays the game in a very different way. And it could be interesting to see what she does. So there you have it. And of course, a future guest on the show. He was meant to come on a few weeks ago in the men's wheelchair event. Let's face it, we have one of the best players in history, Alfie Hewitt. He's won the Grand Slam. How many players can claim to do that? So I just want to wish him the best of luck in the men's wheelchair event. Listen, we're going to be back soon after Wimbledon with John's book, with some fantastic guests. You stay tuned. Keep the faith. We'll see you soon.